Well, it's been a very dry winter just previously, and now that summer is here, so are the snakes. And there have been quite a few snake sightings and call-outs to relocate snakes from people's backyards around the state recently, and including the West Coast. Also, a fair few bitings have taken place. Joining me now to talk about this and what we need to do if we have a visitor that is a snake, I'm joined by the snake catcher himself. Scott, how are you going, Scott?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, right? pretty good. I haven't encountered a snake yet because I think I'm such heavy-footed that they hear me well and truly in advance and they just go the other way. So I think I'm one of the lucky ones.
And you'd probably be surprised, mate. You'd probably walk past plenty.
Yeah.
Without even knowing.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And they're very shy creatures at the end of the day, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Snakes, they don't have any malicious intent towards us, you know. They do their best to keep away from us, and they don't like to be seen. So, you know, when we do have that circumstance of human interaction with a snake, it's usually a very much a surprise to both parties.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just said then that it's been a drier than normal winter just previously. Does that improve the chances of people seeing snakes in the backyard and so on?
It does, in the fact that, you know, the snakes may need to go searching for a new waterhole.
Yeah.
At times, the snakes, where they sort of live in their area, if a creek bed or a dam dries up, because that's the thing that snakes do need to do often and daily is drink. So, we will encounter the snakes when their water holes dry up and their next best water source could possibly be, you know, at our house. So, they come looking for it.
Yep, they do. And I would think, I don't know, because it's drier, I guess, That's when you're more likely to see them because they're searching for water. That's probably the only main reason why they come out and about.
Yeah, that's right. Like water, and then because of that driest time of the year, it comes in conjunction with snakes when the females are ready to breed as well. So, you know, you get that female that is ready to breed and. You know, the males can pick up on those pheromones from quite a distance away. So, you can also, within that time, you can encounter, a male who's a beeline in his way to a female scent. And, and honestly, like the male snakes, when they get that scent, they don't care much about anything else.
No.
They're sort of like 18-year-old lads at the pub.
I love that, and they were down here on the West Coast. People hearing that would absolutely love to hear that. But I tell you what, they're quite resilient down here on the West Coast. The West Coastians, I've heard, I've seen things on social media where people say, how do we get rid of snakes in our backyard? A couple of people have mentioned getting a shovel. But because I've also heard that a lot of bitings have occurred simply through people who have tried to get rid of snakes out of the backyards themselves, probably not a good idea. What should we be doing?
Yeah, that's right. It is a battle at the moment too. You know, we used to have a few people down the West Coast that used to help us out in handling and being able to come to people's properties and safely remove. At the present, we don't have anyone. Down the West Coast, so it's been a battle for a lot of people that have rung up and we've been trying to advise them over the phone on what to do and how to safely try and move a snake along, and probably the best way is if the snake's outside is by putting the hose on it.
Okay.
You put the hose on it and lead it with the jet. Like, you put it on a shower, the snake will probably just enjoy it. You put it on a bit of a jet, a bit of force behind the water, and the snake will generally go in the direction you want it to.
Okay.
Which is something that all sort of people in more rural locations should consider, because, taking the matters into your own hands with a shovel or, any other sort of objects like that, you really only... you only have to miss once, and a snake that who've been fully heated up in the sun can strike you at about, you know, 0.3 to 0.5 in a second.
Yeah,
so
they're very quick.
Quicker than we can react. And they will strike when they've been having to act defensively. So, you know, definitely, yeah, I advise not to try and kill them.
No.
But to attempt and, you know, we'll do our best to advise people over the phone of what to do. And until we can, hopefully, if anyone's listening that is keen to learn and be trained up in snake handling down the West Coast, to reach out to us.
Yep, absolutely. No, that'd be good. What about pets and things like that? I mean, that has been a problem for a long time, I think. Is there a lot we can do to make sure our pets don't get bitten?
There's a few things that we can do, yeah. You know, it's important that, obviously, you know, dogs' water bowls is a big thing, and dogs' water bowls is one of the water sources that they do, you know, like we mentioned just before, you know, the snake's water source dries up, and the dog's water bowl is one of the first water sources they come to. So, you know, what we can do, you put the water bowl of the dog, if you can't keep it inside, you put it up a lot higher.
Okay.
So it's not just sitting directly on the ground where a snake can actually get in the water bowl. And the other thing is you can put around the boundary of your property, put a few water dishes out around the boundary and fill them with water so that, you know, if you do have a snake that happens to be coming towards your property, hopefully it's going to, you know, get to those water bowls, get its drink and then turn back around and not even bother coming into your yard. Other things for the pets is, you know, if you do have a property where there is a few snakes, you know, you might want to consider maybe a nice secure dog yard that the dog can stay in while you're at work or while you're not home, that sort of thing. And just, yeah, ensuring that you've got good secure fences and, you know, that reduces any snakes sort of coming into the property. If the dog, you know, any of our pets are bitten and you're there to witness it, the only thing you can really do is, you know, obviously if it's safe to do so, just pick your dog up and get someone to drive you while you carry the dog to the vets. Yeah.
What about if anybody is bitten, what's the best thing to do? Oh, you'd be across that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, and you know, like we only just spoke to a gentleman a couple of days ago, and his wife had been bitten in Portrell area, and it was just an accident sort of thing, you know, stepping over a retaining wall, and here's a snake.
Oh, wow.
And so it can be as easy as that, you know, you can be quite easily have an interaction in the garden, so it is important to know what to do, and the applying the pressure bandages. That's your lifesaver. You know, that does all the work for your body until, you know, the emergency services can get to you. So by keeping at least minimum of 2 pressure bandages, which, you know, I think they're about $8 each from the pharmacy, you know, 2 pressure bandages with you at all time if you're in an area that frequently has snakes or at least at the home. You know, and applying those to the bite site and the limb and then keeping yourself nice and still until emergency services get there. Like if you want sort of a detailed printout of what to do, you can jump on the St. John's website and they do have a printable PDF that you can print out on how to actually apply the bandages properly. But the most important thing is keeping yourself still, and getting the emergency services on their way to get you.
Yep, absolutely. And in terms of decreasing the likelihood of snakes turning up in people's backyards, what do we need to just do with our backyards? Obviously, cutting the lawn regularly would be a high priority on top of the list.
Yeah, definitely. Like we did mention at the start, you know, snakes are very secretive sort of animals, and they do like not to be seen. They're quite shy. They just like going about their business, getting a feed, getting a drink, and doing what they like to do. And you know, if we happen to have overgrown lawns, clutter in the backyard, all we're doing is, well, to start with, we're creating a bit more of an ecosystem. You know, we're creating somewhere where other animals like to live, like rats and mice.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And, you know, rats and mice, that's the stuff.
Oh, that's the diet, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
But as soon as you, you know, start creating that environment, it's not going to be long and you're going to get a visit from a tiger snake, which is a good thing. Like, you'll clean up the rodents.
Hey, that's true. Yeah, well, there's always a positive to these things, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Because generally, you know, a lot of people say to us, yeah, geez, we turn up and catch a snake from their property, and it's like, yeah, we sort of, it's funny that we hadn't seen a mouse or a rat for months. It's like, yeah, that's why.
Oh, that's fascinating. Have you found it's been a lot busier for you guys with snake people calling on you to remove snakes from their backyards?
Yeah, it's quite a circumstantial thing. So, you know, like we've actually got to be outside, or we've got to be doing something that, you know, at that same time that the snake is in our backyard. So it's a hard thing to judge year by year.
Mm.
You know, are we busier than this time last year? But on average, like, it seems like we're pretty much just as busy this year, and it looks like it's coming on a lot drier.
Yeah.
So far this summer. So I'm expecting that, you know, it's going to get even busier because of that dryness and you know, the water holes and
yep.
creek beds drying up a bit.
Mm, yeah, no, good point. Look, we appreciate your time today and giving us the information. If people need to contact you for whatever reason, including, of course, giving you advice over people advice over the phone, what's the best number to contact you?
Yeah, so if you need to get hold of us, and like I said, you know, we're happy to give advice. You can contact us by message on our Facebook page on Northwest Snake Catchers, or you can give us a call on 0459 656 441, and that will get you in contact with one of our handlers, or myself or Kate, which we can give you advice or get a handler out to your property if possible. And like I said, anyone down there on the West Coast that would like to learn how to handle snakes and be the local snake man or woman to the West Coast area, please get in contact with us, and we'll be happy to assist in training you.
Yes, we need people to do that. I'm not going to. I wouldn't be doing that myself. But there are some people down here. I know that it has been there's been a course that's been run down here. It's been very popular. Don't know why, but. But, yeah, no, it's fascinating. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. All the best to you.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Okay, good on you. That's Scott from Snake Catchers joining us this morning here at 7XS.